and another. But together, the Pott family and I managed to dodge all the obstacles and, believe it or not, soon we were in clear water and skimming along nicely until... Dad?
Yes, son?
Dad, aren't we pointing the wrong way? Away from England, I mean.
It's the holidays, isn't it?
Yes.
So we'd all like to have a holiday adventure, right?
Yes.
Well, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang's going like smoke. The channel's as flat as a mill pond. We've got plenty of petrol. The oil pressure's fine. And the fog will lift the further we get away from the land. The whole trip will take less than an hour. And as you've never been abroad, I thought it'd be rather fun to go to France.
Yay!
Good. Now, we've got to keep our eyes and ears open. The English Channel is always crowded with shipping sailing up and down from London. If we don't watch out, we could get run down.
There's a gigantic liner approaching us.
You can even see the passengers staring down. Let's give them a wave, Jemima.
Oh, well done, Chitty. Nice turn. We missed that ship by a cat's whisker.
We sped happily on, getting nearer to France. But...
Oh, the current's too strong. I can't steer north to Calais. Emma knows where we're going to end up.
We're heading for those cliffs, Dad.
We'll get smashed to pieces.
No, we won't. There's shingle at the bottom. Look, we're already on dry land.
I blinked my violet light again and told Commander Pott to turn the north. My wheel straightened out and clicked back into my car position, and I bumped and churned my way up onto the shingle.
Dry land at last. Phew, that's really.
But just look up at those cliffs. How on earth are we going to get up to the top? We're completely stuck.
And the tide's coming in again. When it does, we'll be submerged.
It's 6:30, and that means we have about 3 more hours of daylight.
What a dreadful and dangerous situation.
There's a cave just around the headland, tucked right in under the cliff. And you know, the opening is as big as a pair of garage doors. So, this is what I think we ought to do. We ought to climb into Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, drive right in, and use her headlights to show us what's inside. Oh, look, this is perfect. It's as dry as a bone.
What are those marks on the walls?
It's interesting. They look to me like they've been made by pickaxes or chisels. Someone's been here before us, and they've made this cave bigger. Whoa, hold on, here comes another turn.
Wow, this is so exciting.
Look out!
It's a colony of bats. We've disturbed them.
They've got built-in radar. We learned that at school.
Oh, we must be some way inside the cliff now. I wonder what else we'll find.
What's that? Hanging from the roof of the cave.
Dad, stop the car! It's a skeleton! A human skeleton!
Even I was a little frightened, I will admit. I didn't like the way my lights showed up each separate bone and the empty eye holes in the skull.
It looks like it's alive, the way it's hanging from the noose and swaying in the breeze.
Oh, this is ridiculous. It's nothing but a scarecrow. There are secrets in this cave, and someone wants to frighten people away. I vote for going on. What do you both say?
After all, it is only a load of old bones.
It would be so boring to reverse back again. Besides, it'll be awesome to find out the cave's secrets.
That's the spirit.
Not a very good choice of words, I thought, with the ghostly skeleton swaying in front of them.
Now, we'll just have to push against his knees, so don't be worried by his feet dragging across the car.
I was glad that was over, I can tell you. The cave wound on and on. Even I was quite excited to see what was going to be round each bend.
What on earth is that?
Commander Pod unclipped the spotlight beside my windscreen and laughed when he saw what was making the spooky noise.
It's only an AO.